Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Hey. Today is all Agadita. Today we're going to discuss the Man, we're going to discuss the Slav, we're going to start with comments of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, five different drashas that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi disagree in terms of an Agadita, in terms of how to darshan Psukim and Agadita. We're going to have a machlokas whether the Daga that Klal Yisrael complained about was for fish, for actual food, or whether it was for Rayos. We're going to discuss why the Man is called God Lavan, many other details about how it came down and about the very nature of the Man on Amud Beis. We're going to discuss mostly the Slav, but then we're going to come back to the Man on the second half of Amud Beis. So about 2 weeks too late after Parshas Peshalach, but okay, you know, it's the opposite of a Daf Yomi coincidence. So we are holding on the bottom of Daf Ayin Dalid Amud Beis. We are at we're at three lines from the bottom. What? Yeah, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Maikra Tov Mare Enai Mahalich Nafesh. What does the pasuk mean when it says Tov Mare Enai Mahalich Nafesh? Amar Reish Lakish, Tov Mare Enai Biisha Yoser Migufo Shel Maisa. That someone looking at a woman has more of an effect on the person than actually sinning with the woman, than actually doing the Maisa. Shneimar Tov Mare Enai Mahalich Nafesh. That the Mare Enai has a greater impact. Tov means it has a greater impact than Mahalich Nafesh, than actually going and doing something. Kiitin because they know Yahalich b'meisharim. Pasuk says when a person puts his eyes on the coast, so he's going to walk in the straight path. So Rabbi Rabasi disagree about what that means as well. So first of all, just what was bothering them about the pasuk. So Tosfos Yom Kippur points out that the pasuk doesn't make any sense. When someone drinks wine, they typically don't walk a straight line. The pasuk says someone is eating because they know he's going to walk b'meisharim. Adraba, shtiyas hayayin causes a person to walk b'mechsholim. He's going to trip all over himself. So they darshan the pasuk. So Rabbi Amir Rabasi Chadamar Kolanosin Eino Bikoso Kol Arayos Kulan Domuslov Kamishar. That anyone who's always getting drunk, all the arayos will seem appropriate to him, and it's going to seem like the right thing to do. V'chadamar kol anosin eino bikoso kol olam kulo doma olav kamishar. And now when someone's anosin eino bikoso, it means that he's going to be gone from other people. The whole world seems like it's appropriate for him and that it's all there for the taking for him to have it. Rashi says he's been going to be gozel mamono shel acherim. The Marsha explains what Rashi means is that if a person is always drinking, well, how's that going to lead him to steal? Because it's an addictive behavior. A person drinks, he's always going to want his next drink. So if he's going to become an alcoholic, he's always going to be looking for his next drink, and once he can't afford it anymore, so he's going to steal in order to be able to drink more. So in general, that's what addictive behavior leads to. That's similar to how the Gemara tells us about the Ben Sarumara, that when he engages in a certain lifestyle and a certain addictive behavior, we assume that sof melastimus abrios, that ultimately he's going to rob people in order to feed his habits. In the Sefer Emes Liakov, not from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I believe this quote, I didn't see it inside, but quote from the Emes Liakov of the Nesivas. He has a Chidushim and Agaditas called Emes Liakov. He explains the pasuk as follows, that it's a tochacha gedola to a person who's experiencing success in life, that a person who's experiencing material success should not have gaiva about that material success, and if a person who's having trouble in life, he should be mekabel the yisur me'ava, because if a person truly views this world as a prozor lolem haba, so when someone is being brought to the Beis HaMelech to be punished, so he's not going to enjoy the car ride to the Beis HaMelech, even if he's getting a ride in the king's limo, if he's being brought there in order to be killed. And if a person is going to the Derech Rechoka, and he knows that this journey is going to, there's a treasure at the end of this journey, he's going to make a lot of money at the end, so the fact that there are some yisurim along the road is not going to trouble him that much, because it's all worth it compared to what he's getting at the end. So kos, he says, is a reference to olam haba. Hanosin b'kos eino, someone who puts his eyes on the schar va'onesh of olam haba, someone who realizes that it's not about what's here in this world, it's about what's in the next world, then kol olam doma lev kamishar. Then maybe the pasuk means, not like the Gemara Darshan, but kol olam doma lev kamishar, the whole world will seem appropriate to him, it will seem fair, everything's going to be fair to him, it's all worth it. All the yisurim that a person goes through, it's ka'ayinu ka'efes, when compared to the schar va'onesh of Olam Haba. So maybe that's an additional interpretation of the pasuk, says the Emes Yaakov. Says the Gemara further, the dag b'leiv ish yashchena. So what does that mean? Rabami v'rabasi, it's machlok Rabami v'rabasi again. Chad amar yashchena midaito, you should get it out of your mind, try to not think about any daigos, try not to think about any trouble that a person is having. V'chad amar yashchena l'acherim, and one says no, means you should try to tell it to other people. This typically is the difference between the way men and women deal with stress. Men, when they deal with stress, typically are yashchena midaito. They just don't want to think about it. They want to sit there and think about nothing, and, you know, divert their minds from it. Women, when they deal with stress, typically want to talk about it. So it's I wonder if anyone mentions that, but that's pretty much breaks down along those lines. I saw Chidush HaRim raises the question. He says, I understand midaito, to get it out of your mind, that makes sense. But what value is there in being masiach le'acherim and telling it to other people? So Pashta says the value is it's therapeutic. Sometimes a person needs to talk things through. He needs to talk about it. To bottle things up is difficult for him. So he says, no. What it means over here is that if he's yisichen al acherim mistama, the other person is going to be hurt by it. Meaning if you tell it to someone who really loves you, someone who really cares about you, and you share your suffering with them, so they're going to suffer in your suffering. And the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish anybody who doesn't deserve it. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt for whatever reason that one person needs to be punished, doesn't mean that all of his krovim, all of his friends and all of him need to be punished. So if it's going to hurt them, so that's it's a good skula to make it go away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to continue the suffering if the suffering is going to hurt other people. In the Tosefos Yom Kippur, he has a different take on it. He says Yasichena midaito is talking about two different types of daigos that are in the past, daigos about things that already happened. Yasichena midaito, ma'ida hava, what are you going to do? It's already over, so you might as well stop thinking about it. But if your worry is about something for the future, so then tell it to other people. Maybe there's something that could be prevented. Maybe someone will have an etzah. Maybe someone will come up with a plan that you're going to be able to prevent whatever it is that you're worried about from happening. Okay, v'nachash afar lachmo. The nachash has dirt as his food. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi disagree about what this means. Chadam rafilu ochel kol madanei olam toyim behem tam afar. That even if he eats all the madanei olam, he could eat the most pleasant tasting things in the entire world, all he's going to taste is dirt. He has no taste buds. V'chadam rafilu ochel kol madanei olam ein daitum yushavas lavat shiochel afar. It's not that he's not going to taste anything else. That even if he eats all the most pleasant things in the world, the most delicious things in the world, he's not going to be satisfied until he eats dirt, because dirt is his favorite food. Tanya, Am Rav Yossi, Bo Reish, Lo Kamis Kodesh Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Dam. Look at the difference between the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with those who anger him and the way people deal with those who anger them. Midas Basav Dam, Maknit Es Chavero, Yoridi Malachayev. In human relations, if someone upsets you, someone angers you, so you go after him. You try to make him lose whatever he can. Try to make him lose everything. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not so. Kila Las Hanachash. He gave a curse to the snake. Olo Legag Mizanos Avimo. And the snake goes up to a roof. His food is there. Yori the Mata Mizanos Avimo. He goes down to the depths. His food is there. Wherever he goes, his food is there. That's his big klala. Lechora. What's the klala? So why is that taka a klala then? If he gets to enjoy wherever he is, he gets to enjoy his food. So the famous verse from Rabbeinu Mipshischa says that that the klala of the nachash is that part of the great experience of having to ask for food is having to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says l'mashal, if a father takes care of a child and the child is constantly asking and they have a relationship and the father's providing and it comes one day, doesn't come another day, so that's a real relationship. But let's say if a father just says, here, I never want to hear from you again, just here's my credit card, do whatever you need and just stay out of my life, I never want to hear from you ever again, so then he's robbing him of that relationship. So the nachash, yeah, he may have all the food in the world that he wants, but he lacks the relationship with the Ribono Shalom, and that's the ultimate klala, is the lack of any real relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kilel es Kenan, Kodesh Baruch Hu curses Kenan, Ochel Masha Rabba Ochel, Vishosa Masha Rabba Shosa. And what happens? Kenan becomes a slave, so he gets to eat and drink whatever his master wants. Kila, whatever his master is eating and drinking. Kila l'si isha, hakol ratzunachra. God curses a woman and everyone's interested in her. Men are always chasing women. Kila l'si hadama, hakol nizorne mena. He curses the ground and the ground provides sustenance for the entire world. Zacharnu asadaga shenochel b'mitzrayim chinam. We then move on to the pasuk that describes that Klal Yisrael starts complaining in the midbar that we remember the daga that we used to be able to eat for free in Mitzrayim. And then it lists off in the pasuk itself five different things that they used to eat. So Klal Yisrael is complaining, but what are they complaining about? So this is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, Chadamar Dagim, Bechadamar Arayos. One of them says that they were actually complaining about Dagim. They were actually complaining about the fact that they used to have fish in Mitzrayim. The other one says, no, this has nothing to do with fish. This is about Arayos, that Arayos became Asu to them in the Midbar. And Daga is a lush of Arayus, be Yidgu Larov, that when Yidgu, then we become many. So Mandi Amar Dagim Dichsiv Nochal, that the one that says that it says Dagim is because the Lashon is Nochal, that they ate. Umandi Amar Arayus Dichsiv Chinam, and the one that says that it relates to Arayus is because the word Chinam is indicative of Arayus. So Mandi Amar Arayus Haksiv Nochal, aye, but if you say it's Arayus, what do you do with the word Nochal? Lishnam Al Yenakat. Very often we use a cleaner way of describing Arayos, so we describe it as if we were describing eating. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, when it describes a woman who's unfaithful, it talks about an isha mina efes. The first few words of the pasuk are kain darach isha mina efes, and then the Gemara quotes the rest. Achlo machsa pia v'amr lo palti oven, that she eats and cleans off her mouth and says I didn't do anything wrong. What does that have to do with a woman who's a mina efes, that she eats and cleans off her mouth? No, it's not about eating and cleaning off her mouth. That's the Lishna Ma'alia. That's a nicer way to say it, but really it's referring to Arayos. Ulman Yamar Dagim Maichinam. And if you say that it's Dagim, so what does Chinam refer to? So Davu Maisin Luhum Efkera, that they would bring it from Hefker. Davu Mark Shayisol Shavin Mayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin Lahem B'toch HaMayim Dagim Ketanim B'Ketayin. That when the Jewish people would draw water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make fish available for them in their jugs. When they would draw water in their jugs, little fish would be there, and that's what they would eat from. So they were fed from fish that was really hefker. So Bisham, L'man Yamar Dagim, Aval Arayos, Lo Pritzi Buhu. I understand very well if you say that what they missed really in Mitzrayim was the fish. But they really didn't have, they weren't parts by Arayos. They were not sinning with Arayos in Mitzrayim. Hainu Dechsiv, Kano L'chosikala. That's why, that's what the Pasuk says, that they were faithful. L'man Yamar Arayos, Mayan Chasum. But if you say that it was Arayos, so then what does it mean that they were Mayan Chasum, that they were, that they were faithful? So mehalach tasirin lo pritzi b'hu. No, what it means is that those that were usher to Bnei Noach, those arayos that were even usher to Bnei Noach, that they weren't parutz in. But those arayos that only became usher to Klal Yisrael, so now that they got the mitzvos of those arayos, that's what they started to complain about. So when we were in Mitzrayim, we didn't do anything wrong. We kept all the dinim of the Bnei Noach in terms of arayos. But now that we have more dinim of arayos, so that's what they were complaining about. If you say that it's Arayos, I understand why the pasuk describes that they're crying lemishpachosav, about mishpachos, about Arayos, al iske mishpachosav shenesru lem lishkov etzlam, that their families now became aser. Elamandi amar dagim my bochel mishpachosav. But if it's about fish, so what does that have to do with lemishpachosav? So says mar hava havai. You have to say that even if it was about fish, that it was about Arayos also, that they also cried about the mishpachos as well. The pasuk goes on to describe what exactly did they used to eat in Mitzrayim that they missed so terribly. So the kshuim and the Avtichim. What's that about? Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi. Chadamar tam kol aminim tamu b'man, tam chamesh aminim halalu lo tamu bo. They were complaining about the man, and they were saying, and the reason they dafka identified these five things that they no longer ate is because even though you can taste anything in the man had the taste of whatever it is you wanted to taste, these five things you could not taste in the man. The man was limited on these five things. Why? So Rashi says, Shein kashin l'ubro sumenikos, kedabrin v'sifri, mashalam l'isha lo toch libesam le'atinok, that these are things that are not healthy for pregnant and nursing women, so we don't want pregnant and nursing women to have these tastes, so no one was able to taste these items. V'chadamar, tam kol aminim tamu, tamun mamashan, v'alalu tamun v'lo mamashan. The other one says, no, they were able to taste everything, every taste that they wanted, but what about the consistency of it? So if they wanted to taste a steak, so it tasted like the consistency of a steak also, but over here it was just the flavor, but it wasn't the consistency of it in these five foods. And the man is described as kezera gad lavan. What's that about? Amar Abasi, agul kigida v'lavan kimargalis. It's round like a seed and white like a pearl. So the Gemara is going to have three different explanations of what gad means. Gad, shedoma lezera pishtan v'gevolin. Gad means that it's like the flax seed in its stalk. Acherim am gad shedoma lahagada shemashachas li b'shaladim kamayim. That it's like agadita. It's like stories that draws a person's heart in, that the man would draw a person's heart like water. Tani idach gad shemagadahem li Yisrael iben tishal rishon viben shivala achron. That gad means that it would tell Klal Yisrael information that we otherwise didn't know. It would tell Klal Yisrael whether a child was a ben tishal rishon or a ben shivala achron. If a woman became pregnant, she didn't know which husband whether it was the child was from her previous husband or from the later husband. The man would clarify that issue. How would the man clarify that issue? Because the man would fall on the doorstep of whichever father. The man for the child would fall on the doorstep of whichever father that child really belonged to. I guess it went basar the father, not where the mother was. So that way the man would clarify that issue. The Gevura Sari, Shagzayin, the Sefer Gevura Sari points out that in Yivam Staf Mem Gimel there is what's called the Chiyuv Havchana, and it's clear that the Chiyuv Havchana is a Din Min HaTorah, which means that if the obligation to wait 3 months before remarrying after one was married is an obligation Min HaTorah in order to make sure that the Yichus is proper. So how could this Safek have happened, whether it was Safek Ben Tishala the Rishon or Ben Shevela Achron? Atu Bereshi Yaskinan, they needed Havchana also. So how did this even happen? How did this even occur? And Bezera God is before the Shiluach Meraglim. At that time, they were royally Kanis Laretz Yisrael. So how could they get married below Avchana? At a stage that we considered that they were tzaddikim. So he says, you have to say that the Chiv Avchana is not Minat Torah. The Gemara over there has a Pasuk. Shmuel learns it from a Pasuk. So this Gemara is a Raya, he says, that it's only in Asmachta. And the Chiv Avchana is really only Midrabana. So that's a Chiddush in that Gemara, based on Nagadata over here in Maseches Yuma. The Tos Yom Kippur asks a more fundamental question. What would they do? The man would be machria, whether it was ben tishal rishon, ben shiva, li achron. Whatever happened to loba shamayim hi? Even a baskal, ein mashkichim be baskal, the Gemara ba metziah daf and test, tanu shalachnai. We don't listen to halachos that are determined by shamayim. We have to determine halacha down here. So Tos Yom Kippur says, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu paskined based on din, and not based on what happened in shamayim. But in order that people shouldn't complain and people shouldn't think that he paskened incorrectly, so the man would back him up. But it wasn't that way. The man was not the basis of his psak. The man was his way of selling his psak to the people, that people would be interested in it. That's how the Tos Yom Kippur says. But I thought more like the Maariv Chayyus says. I always thought like what the Maariv Chayyus says is more pashup shot. Maariv Chayyus says that when we have a suffik in din, so even if the baskal tells us the din is one way or the other, so that's loba shemayim. We're not going to pass like the baskal. But when the suffix is not a suffix in din, the suffix is a suffix in metzius. We just don't know what the metzius is. We're doing a paternity test. Who's the father of this child? So the baskal or any other simen min hashemayim can be trusted to clarify metzius. Meaning there's no question in halacha over here. There may be halachic ramifications to knowing whether the child belongs to the first husband or the second husband, but the real fundamental question is a question in metzius, so that the man could clarify the question of metzius. The Klei Chemda has a third approach. He says that before Matan Torah there was no din of Loba Shemayim. I mean, where do you think we got everything before Matan Torah? It was Loba Shemayim is once the Torah is given to us, so now it was given to us. Now it's given to us to determine. But before Matan Torah, so clearly there was no Loba Shemayim. That's probably the most pashut of all the answers. Lavan, back in the Gemara, Lavan Shemalban Avon is the same Shal Yisrael, that it whitens the sins of Klal Yisrael. We already discussed in this Masech that red represents sin and white represents purity from sin. So that's Lavan. That's why the man was called Lavan. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, K'shem Shanavi Ayu Magad Lehem Li Yisrael, Masha Bechorin and Masha Bestakin, Kach HaMan Magad Lehem Li Yisrael, Masha Bechorin and Masha Bestakin. The man was able to reveal to Klal Yisrael what was hidden away in secret places. Ketzad Halso, Shnaim Shabal Lefnei Moshe Ledin, Zeh Omer Avdi Ganavta, Zeh Omer Atam Echarta Li. Two people come to Moshe Rabbeinu for a Din Torah. One of them says that you stole my Eved. The other one says, what do you mean stole your Eved? You sold it to me. Moshe, Dina Leboker Mishpat. So Moshe says, you know what, let's see what happens in the morning and we'll figure out what to do. If we find that slave's portion of Mun in the first master's house, so then we know that the slave was stolen, that he still belongs to the first master. If we find his portion of Mun in the second master's house, so then we know that it was a valid sale, and that's why the portion of Mun went to the second master. Man and woman come in a dispute to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're arguing over whether she deserves her ksuba. She says, he is the one that ruined the marriage and I deserve my ksuba. He says she ruined the marriage, she doesn't deserve her ksuba. So Amar Leh Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, L'machar, L'boker Mishpat, L'machar, Im Nimtza Umra Bebeis Baila, Biyadua Shisar Chalav. If we find her portion in her husband's house, so then she's at fault. Nimtza Umra Bebeis Avia, Biyadua Shisar Chalav. If it's in her father's house, then it's her fault. Ksiv Uveredis Hatal Al Hamachna Laila, Yerid Haman Alav. That when the dew comes down, the mun comes down on top of it. Uksiv Yetzam Velaktu, Uksiv Shatu Am Velaktu. Haketzat. So what is it? Was it on the Machna? Was it Fayetze that they had to go out? Was it Shatu that they had to scout out even further? Where exactly was the mun? So Tzadikim Yard Al Pesach Batehem. The Tzadikim, the mun came down right by their doorsteps. Beninim Yatzuvalaktu. The Beninim had to go and pick it from a little further away. Rishayim Shatuvalaktu. The Rishayim had to go scout out all over the place till they found it. Ksiv Lechem, Uksiv Ugos, Uksiv Atachanu. Haketzad. On the one end, it's described as Lechem, the mun. The other end is described, which sounds like it's baked. The other one, on the other end, it's described as Ugos, that which means unbaked but already prepared. And then it's described as Vatachanu, something that they have to grind. So again, which is it? How prepared was the mun? So Tzadikim Lechem, Beninim Ugos, Rishon, Tachnu Berechaim. Again, it depends on a person's level of tzidkus. The greater the tzaddik, the more it was prepared, the less preparation was necessary for that person. Odachu Bimaducha, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ravitim, Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, Melamed Shiar Lem Liyisrael, Imaman, Tachshitei Nashim, Davar Shenidoch Bimaducha. Together with the man, Tachshitei Nashim came down. Tachshitei Nashim means perfumes, so the things that would be ground with a pestle. So like perfumes, that came down together with the man. Uvishlo b'parud, Amar b'cham l'amit shi'ar dam li'Yisrael, im aman tziki kedera. Also spices came down with the man. If you wanted to cook up a dish and you wanted to spice it, you enjoy cooking, so you got spices that came with the man, which seems extra, considering that it tasted like whatever you wanted it to taste like. But okay. Him if you love od nedava b'boker b'boker, my b'boker b'boker, so Amar b'shom bar nachmeni, Amar b'yonason, midavar shi'ar dam b'boker b'boker, from that which came down each and every day. That together with the man they also got precious gems and jewels. So when it says Nesiim, so we assume it means that Nesim Mamish, Vechenom Nesim Vruach Geshem Ayin. Nesim it means clouds, right? That it's Ananim, Rashi says. I know I underlined the Rashi, I can't find the underline. So it means Ananim, that it's clouds. So Nesim Vruach Vegeshem, it's clouds and wind and rain. So Vahaya Taimu Ketam Lesher Hashemen, and the Tam of the Mun was like Lashad Hashemen. So Am Rabbi Avo Mashed Zeh Tinok Toim Bakamata Amim Af Hama, or it should be Dud Zeh, some of the Girsos have, just like when a child nurses Toim Bakamata Amim, he tastes all the different tastes that his mother ate, whatever his mother ate. Af Haman calls Manshe Yisrael Ochna, so Motzin Bakamata Amim. Same is true with the man. Whenever Klal Yisrael eats it, they'll have many different tastes that they'll be able to taste in the man. Ikada Amri, others say no, l'shade mamish, it's not about a dud, it's not about what a child nurses from mother, it's l'shade, mashade zeh mishapich l'kama gavonin, af haman mishapich l'kama taimin. Just like a shade changes to many different colors, so to the man has many different tastes. There's a lot of discussion in Achronim about this element of the man, the fact that it could taste like so many different things. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas raises the suffix: if a person wanted to taste like basur chazir, he wanted the man to taste like ma'achalos hasuros, so did that work? And if it did work, did he violate an iser when he ate man tasting like basur chazir? So in the Pesach Einayim of the Chida in Chulin Daf Kuf Tesam and Beis, he writes that there's no iser in doing so. It's mutter to taste tam iser in it, and his raya is from the Gemara in Chulin. There's the Gemara in Chulin tells us that that Amr le Yaltel Rav Nachman Michti called the Asal and Rachmana Sharalan Kavasei. That every single thing that the Torah asks to us, the Torah also gave us something mutter keneged that which it gave that which it asked to us. So Asalan Masadam Hitalan Masadam Asered certain dam was matter other dam Asalan Chazir Hitalan Moach Shel Dag Shibuta which tastes like Chazir, etc., etc. So apparently the taste of these items is not a problem. This was a whole to-do in the kashrus industry when they started selling kosher bacon bits and things like that, you know, bacon-flavored items. So is that a terrible thing? Should we not have any bacon-flavored items, even though it's made with synthetic material, it's not made with anything that has anything to do with animal derivatives or anything. It's not bacon at all. But should we be avoiding this, Tom? So that's this question, the Gilyonei Hashas. That's what all the poskim at the time, this was recent, last decade or so, all the poskim discussed this discussion of the Gilyonei Hashas, whether there's any problem with making the mun taste like something that's usher. The question, though, in the Har Tzvi, in the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank on Shas, he has a different kasha. He says, wait a second, how did Klal Yisrael eat matzah on Pesach all the 40 years in the Midbar? How could you be yotze the matzah on Pesach? In order to be yotze, it's not enough to make the mun taste like matzah, because it's not pebal tochal chametz. Matzah can only be made out of chameshes minim that are royal lechim. It's only that which is pebal tochal chametz is ra'ui to be made into matzah. So he says that maybe if you hold that kol haminim tamu b'man tamun uma mashan, that you had the mamashas as well, so maybe they're yotzei the chiv of chilas matzah b'man al yidei machshava, that they wanted to taste matzah from the chameshes haminim, and then it became the mamashas of the chameshes haminim as well. And if you say that this only works, he says, if you say that having in mind that it should be chametz would be an iser, meaning having in mind that it tastes like chametz of the chameshes haminim would be an iser tamun uma mashan, that it becomes mamish like the mamashas of the iser. So if you assume that it's a problem, then you could solve the problem of how they ate matzah. If you assume that it's usher to taste the usher foods in the man, then you can solve the problem of how they ate matzah. But if you assume, like the Chida, that there's no problem with it based on the Gemara and Chulin, then we still have that problem of how they were able to eat matzah. The other kasha, the Kedushas Levi raises, is what was the complaint? Miachilenu basar. Who's going to give us what to eat? Who's going to give us meat? What do you mean? They could just taste the basar in the man. What's the problem with miachilenu basar? So the Kedushas Levi says that only they were only able to taste taste. Foods that they already knew that they already knew the taste of, that they were familiar with the taste of. Now, whatever basar they ever had was only in Mitzrayim. It was before they had shechita melicha, so they never tasted kosher meat in their lives. So now here they have shechita melicha and miyach and a basar, and they don't have basar. Now, of course, the Gemara points out, Rashi and Chumash points out that they did. They had plenty of cattle with them, and that's why the complaint was so ridiculous, and that's why they were so terribly punished for that complaint. How can you complain that miyach and a basar? You have plenty of cattle with you. Very often, the nature of complainers. Very often, what people complain about most, if they would just open their eyes, the solutions are right in front of them. But sometimes when people complain, they're not really looking for solutions. They're looking to complain rather than to look for solutions. If they wanted solutions, they wouldn't complain. They would try to work toward a solution. Vayomer Moshe b'seis Hashem lechem ba'erev basar le'achol v'lechem b'boker l'spoa. The Moshe says to them that Hashem is going to give to you meat in the evening and bread in the morning. Because they asked for meat in an inappropriate way, that's why they got it at an inappropriate time. That who could eat meat at night? It's so heavy that it's not an appropriate time to eat meat. Or I guess they didn't have time. Rashi, they didn't have time to prepare it. They didn't have time to prepare the meat. You first get the meat at night. You need to prepare it. You need time to prepare it. Lechem sheshalu kogen nitalem kogen, but bread which they asked for appropriately, so that they got at an appropriate time. Mikalam de Torah derech eretz shloyach ladam basar ela belayla. But you see, derech eretz that a person should eat meat, right? That you should dafke eat meat at night. It's just you need it earlier in the day in order to be able to eat it at night. I thought we said that if you have a big suda, you should eat the suda during the daytime. Should dafke not eat at night? Can you, Mama Kamrina? No, maybe what it means is that a person should eat during the daytime is it means he should eat when it's he should have a light in the house, so he should be able to see his food, shouldn't eat anything that you can't identify. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, good rule to have. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, B'chila HaYisrael Domen K'Tarnagolim Shemenakren Ba'ashpa, that Klal Yisrael originally was like Tarnagolim that peck away in the garbage dumps. Ad Sheba Moshe V'Kavalim Zman Su'uda, till Moshe Rabbeinu established a Zman Su'uda for them. Meaning a person should eat like a mensch. A person shouldn't just be having little snacks here and there, or whatever, nibbling on this and that. A person should have a proper su'uda, a proper zman su'uda, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu introduced them to. Habasar al denu bein shineihem, the meat was still between their teeth. Uksiv ad chodesh yamim, and it says that they were punished a month later. So which is it? Was it a habasar al denu bein shineihem, or was it al chodesh yamim? Haketzad. Regular people died right away. That was part of it was a gift to them that they didn't have to suffer. Rishayim suffered for a full month. V'yishtuchu, Amrish Lakish Altikri V'yishtuchu, that was spread out, Ela V'yishchetu, but rather Lashon of Shchita, Melamed Shin Eschai V'Sonein Shal Yisrael Shchita, that Klal Yisrael in that generation deserves Shchita. Shatuach, Tanim Shmeid Rav Shoben Karcha, Altikri Shatuach Ela Shachut. It shouldn't be read Shatuach, but rather Shachut. Melamed Shiyar Lem Yisrael Imaman, Davart Shata Un Shchita, that together with the man, that which needed Shchita came down. Amar Rebbe, v'chi mikana talamad, v'lo kvar nemar, v'yamter aleim ka'afar sh'ar k'chol of kanaf. So v'tanya Rebbe Omer, v'zavach l'kashar tzivisicha, melamit shen stava Moshe ala veshet, v'ala kanaf, al rov echad bof, al rov shnayim b'beima. Moshe Rabbeinu was already commanded about all of the halachos of shchita. Elamat ha'melomar shatuach, melamit shiar lehem mashtichin mashtichin. It means that it came down in layers and layers, but not about shchita. Shchita we already had. We already have a tzivoy for shchita. Rashi explains we don't find the Torah a tzivoy how to do shchita, so we see that it's given to us as halacha balpez, as Torah shebalpeh. So that's why kasher tzivisicha. That's the drasha kasher tzivisicha. That it's a din d'oraisa, but it's a din d'oraisa that's derived from Torah shebalpeh. The taz at the very beginning of Yoredeya Simen Aleph, where the Hilcha Shechita begins, and Simen Aleph in Yoredeya discusses that when it comes to Shabbos and Kibbut Aveim, the Gemara Sanhedrin also has a drasha, because the pasuk over there also says Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So how does the Gemara darshin that Melamed Shin Stavu B'Mara? It must be that we already got those mitzvos in Mara. So ask the Taz, why don't we say the same thing about Shechita? Shechita, we say Kasher Tzivisicha must mean that not that we got it in Mara, that it's Torah Shebal Peh, that it was all Bal Peh. What do you mean? Why don't you say that we got it in Mara? So the Taz suggests that it's only by Shabbos and Kibbut Aveim that we can make that diuk, because Kasher Tzivcha cannot be referring to Torah Shebal Peh, because it's in in the Torah Shebichsav. It's right there in the Aseres HaDibros. So the only other possibility of what that means is that it was in Mara. But over here, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah actually tells us about Shechita. So it must be that that's a reference to Torah Shebal Peh. Crazy Uplaces Metarets, that by Mara we got mitzvahs that we need to be Mekayim immediately. That which we could not be Mekayim immediately waited until Matan Torah. So we weren't going to get any mitzvahs that weren't immediately relevant in Mara. So since Allah Chazak Rabbi Akiva, that it was Hutalahem B'midbar Basar Nechira, that we didn't need Shechita, we were allowed to eat in the Midbar Basar Nechira, so it wouldn't make sense for us to get the mitzvah of Shechita in Mara. Rav Yashiv just wonders, because that there is a shita that we got Paraduma in Mara. Paraduma was only Shaykh in Eretz Yisrael, so is that, he questions whether that idea of Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz is accurate, that we only got a Mara, that which was of immediate relevance. Okay, Ksiv Lechem, Uksiv Shemen, Uksiv Dvash. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, L'na'arim Lechem. For young men it was like Lechem. L'zakenim Shemen, for old people it was Shemen. L'tinokos Dvash, and for Tinokos, for very young children, it was like Dvash. Ksiv Slav, Uksiv Slav. So I said, thank you very much. Ksiv Slav, Ksiv Shlav, it says Shlav, Karinan, Slav. Yeah, it is mine. We carried on Slav, and we read it Slav with Samach. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tzadikim Ochlen Oso B'Shalva. The Tzadikim eat it in peace and in tranquility. Rishayim Ochlen Oso V'Dom Alehen Kis Silvin. The Rishayim eat it and it's like thorns to them. Amar Rabbi Chanan Barava, Dalim Mine Slav Hein. There are four types of Slav. The Elu Hein, Shichli V'Kivli U'Pisyuni V'Slav. These are the four types of birds. Ma'aliyah Dekulu Shichli. Gria dekulu slav. The best one is shichli, the worst one is slav. Vavi kitzi porto, musvinla betanura, vitafach vavamali tanura. I assume this is the best one. That you put it, it's like a little bird, you put it in the oven, it swells up, and it fills up the whole oven. Umaskinan lay atle sarifi, and then you could eat it together with 13 loaves of bread. Vachrona in chalas el ali de tarovas. But the last one is so bad that you can only eat it when you mix it with other foods. So that's the difference between the high quality and the low quality. Reviuda mishtakach le beidani. Reviuda would find slav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu would sometimes drop gifts for tzaddikim. He would drop slav in random places where they would find it. So he would find it amongst his jugs. Rav Chista mishtakach lebeit sivi. Rav Chista would find it amongst his wood, in his warehouses of wood. Rav Amaisi le'arise kol yomer. Rav used to have a sharecrop who would bring him slav every day. Yom achad lo aisi. One day there was no slav to be found. Amar mai haisi. He said, what's going on over here? Salak ligar shami li'inuka tukamar shamati v'tirgas bitni. He heard a child saying over this pasuk. So Amar Shmamina Nach Nafshi Rav Chista. He says, ah, it must be that Rav Chista has died. Ubadil Rabba Achil Talmida. Ubadil Rabba Achil Talmida. It's only because of the Rebbe that the Talmud was eating. So Rav realized it was only in Rav Chista's chus that he was getting the slav all this time. Once Rav Chista, his Rebbe, died, he realized that then he wasn't going to have the chus of having the slav anymore. I think Tosfos Yom Kippurim says a little different. He says that based on the halacha in Yerideya, that when a person's rabba mufak dies, he shouldn't eat basar kolos ayom. So it was bedil rabba that he wasn't going to be able to eat the meat that day because his rabbi died, and it wasn't appropriate to eat meat on the day that his rabbi died. Ksiv atal shichvas atal, ksiv uveredas hatal. Amar Yosef Rebbe Chanina, tal milamala v'tal milamata v'doma kamo shamunach b'kufsa. The way that the man would come down was that it was there was dew on top and dew on the bottom, and it was like it was put in a bag. So that's the way the man came down. The Torah writes in Or Chaim in Reish Ayin Aleph that the reason that we have a minhag to cover the chalos, it's for Suda Shabbos, or one of the reasons that we have a minhag to cover the chalos for Suda Shabbos, is a zecher to the way that the man came down. Lechemish is zecher to the man. So we cover it on top and on the bottom. Mishabura points out there, Torah quotes several reasons why we cover the man, why we cover the chalos rather, and for Lechemishah. Shal Yira HaPasbos. So Mishabura points out there are nafkaminas. If it's Shal Yira HaPasbos, so first of all, it would only be a din when at the time that you're saying Kiddush. Once Kiddush is over, there's no need to cover it. So, but if it's zecher to the man, then pashas should be when you make the bracha, right? When you come to the table for the bracha Lechemishah. Also, do you need a cover on the bottom also, or do you only need a cover on top? If it's Shal Yira HaPasbos, so then bottom has nothing to do with anything, but if it's about the zecher to the man, so then you would need something on the bottom as well, because that's the whole point. It was tal milamala and tal milamata. It's something that was so fine it melted in the hands. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, davar shenivla b'masayim v'arbaim u'shmona evarim. It's something that got absorbed in a person's 248 evarim. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos says that Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin for Klal Yisrael birchas hazan on the man that they would eat. So the Chaznish points out that this seems to be against the Magen Avram. Magen Avram says the reason we don't make a birchas hamazon on birchas hareach when you smell besam is because it's always as if it's after the shear equal, after the shear of a person's body processing the food and digesting the food. So by reyach there is no digestion. It's always after the shear equal. So the Chaznish points out that if the man was nivla v'ramach evarim, so it's also after the shear equal. There's no need for digestion when it comes to the man. There was no waste product when it comes to the man. So he says a kasha on the Magen Avram, so how could Moshe Rabbeinu have been masakin birchas hamazon on the man? Mechuspas tu v'havi. So says Gemara, mechuspas, wait a second, how can you learn from mechuspas that it goes into 248 evarim? The gematria mechuspas is more than 248. Without the vav, it's written, and then it's 248. That man got to eat food that really was designated for Malachi Asharis, that Malachi Asharis would eat. When Rabbi Shmuel was told this, someone should go and tell Rabbi Akiva that he made a mistake. Do Malachi Asharis eat bread? It already says Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to get the Torah, he didn't drink any water, he didn't eat any bread. So the Marsha points out, what do you mean? What does that have to do with Malachim? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher level of Malachim when he went to get the Torah. So Marsha points out, based on the Gemara, I think it's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that Lol Mal Yishana Adam Min HaMinag, that when in Rome, the Gemara says, you're always supposed to follow the Minag HaMakom. So that, and the Raya is, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and to get the Torah, and he didn't eat. And he didn't eat bread. He didn't drink water. So you see from Moshe's behavior what the Malachi Asharis did. Elmani Mekayim Avirim, Lechem Shenivla B'masayim V'arba Mushmona Evarim. So what do we do with Avirim? That it's the Lechem that is absorbed in the 248 Evarim. Okay, we're right in the middle of a thought, but we'll continue from there tomorrow.